Great. Hi, Mike McCormick from Water Tower Research, introducing Kyle Hall, the CEO of Innotek Corp. Thanks very much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me here. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. I'm going to talk to you today for a few minutes about INEO. We have developed a very unique product that combines loss prevention, digital signage, and AI analytics. And we've done this in a way that we've patented a product that's very unique in the marketplace. So I'll get into it in a minute. But we have patents issued in the United States, Canada, and in Europe to protect our product. And it's how those patents have really come to bear is because the large competitors in our space have tried to create similar products, have not been able to, and they haven't been able to work around our patents, and they're now licensing it from us. So we're about a 20-person company at the moment. We're based in Surrey, BC, just south of Vancouver. We have 162 million shares out there, but 59% of those are held by insiders. Another 30-ish percent are held by a couple key investors. So there's not that many in the public float, about 13 million shares in the public float at the moment. So some of the highlights that I'm going to talk about is we've landed Staples as our first big U.S. retailer. Staples has about 1,000 stores, and we're rolling our systems out to their stores right now. And then one of the competitors I talked to you about, Sensormatic, about a $1 billion division of Johnson Controls that is in our space, and they just licensed our product from us in January. We signed a licensing agreement with them that's going to really help move the needle for us and drive some sales. And we also just signed a large UK drugstore partner. We're just piloting with them at the moment, so we don't have it as a full-scale rollout yet, but that pilot's going to run through the summer, and we expect to get a rollout in the fall. So our model is very much a scalable subscription revenue model, and it's protected by, again, as I said, our patented technology. We're the only ones who can provide this technology. Myself, I've had a company previous to this that I took public on the TSXV, took it to the TSX main board, and I sold it to Staples in 2014. So my second time around on taking a company public and coming up through the microcap space. So talk to you about our product a bit. So we call this the welcoming system. If you're familiar with loss prevention systems and retailers, if you walk in the front door of a retail store, you'll see these loss prevention towers or stanchions, sensors that detect tags on boxes or clothing to prevent shoplifting. The height of the technology from our competitors are they detect a tag and they beep. That's all they do. That's the height of the technology. So we've now created a device that's a connected device. So we know when the alarms go off. We capture video of the alarm events from three different angles. We upload that to a dashboard so the retailer can see these and download them. We actually detect tags across many different frequencies and technologies so that we can be ubiquitous within the retail store. But on top of that, we have an advertising screen that we put inside of these systems. So this is what our competitors said was impossible to do. These systems detect a tag and a field of radio noise in the store. They said you can't put a big metal electromagnetic emitting screen in the middle of that field. And we figured out a way to do it, and we patented that. And that's our key invention that gives us this space. So if you look at a lot of retailers today, if you walk into Duane Reade down the street, you'll see that they'll have a cardboard sleeve over top of their loss prevention system. They're selling L'Oreal shampoo or Samsung phones. So they're already selling advertising at the front of the store because it's the first thing you see as you walk in, the last thing you see as you leave. We've now put a digital screen in there so that we can run on-demand advertising tied into programmatic networks and drive revenue for ourselves and for the store. This is what a front entrance of a store today looks like. This is a Walmart location. You can see they've got advertising on their systems. They've cable-tied, zip-tied signage to the front of the loss prevention sensors. These are systems from Sensormatic, which is a division of Johnson Controls. And that's what it kind of looks like at the front of the store. We've upgraded that experience. So we've developed a system that gives you a great first impression. This is an example of the ones running Staples. We took out the old Sensormatic systems. We put in the INEO systems. They're now able to run advertising there. They're selling advertising. We're putting systems advertising from programmatic partners. And on top of that, the retailer gets all these new features that we provide on the loss prevention side. We give them so much capabilities that they haven't had today that we're able to do things like organized retail crime detection. We're able to give them similarity events between stores in a geographic area so they know whether they're getting hit by the same people in the same area or down the road, be able to stop some of that before it happens. lot of AI that we built into it to detect anomalies within the alarm events and the timing of alarm events, give them some operational intelligence so they can actually do things about with the theft events going on. The market is quite large. You know, there's a lot of retail still out there. You know, we hear a lot about the online and the demise of retail, but there's still thriving retail out there, and retail stores doing well. There's about 2.3 million of these loss prevention systems in North America alone, let alone Europe and Asia. So quite a few systems that were put in place by Sensormatic and the other competitors called Checkpoint. These two are formidable companies. They've sold a lot of systems into the market, which actually just gives us a great opportunity to go and replace these systems. Like I said, the height of their technology is their systems beep when they detect a tag. So we give them all these new capabilities with the integrated screens with a revenue model. And like I said, Sensormatic, we signed a partnership with them in January. They tried to work around our patent, tried to come up with a way of doing it. They couldn't, and they end up licensing our technology so that they can actually have a new product to take to market and sell. We're only 120 days in on that, so we expect to, this is one of our growth drivers for the coming year. And then on the retailer side, retailers are starting to make a fair amount of money from advertising. You know, they've always had their co-op dollars and their inside monies from, you know, shelving fees and that type of thing, listing fees. But now they're actually selling advertising. Walmart's reported that they're doing over $4 billion in advertising. Most of it's on the website today. Most of it's sponsored search and display advertising. But now it's starting to come down and filter into the stores. We're seeing signage appear in the stores. And the retailers don't want their stores looking like Times Square. It has to be in appropriate places where they put this signage. And one of the key spots, they're already selling cardboard sleeves at the front door. So we like our prospects for our systems being innocuously placed in the store. They need it for loss prevention. The space is reserved for loss prevention. And now they can actually have a spot where they sell the signage, sell the advertising. And so we have two different models at play. One where the retailer operates their own retail media network. They're already being successful selling signage. Selling advertising, that's Walmart, that's Kroger, they're very good at it, Boots in the UK. So the model there very much is they buy our system to replace their existing system, but then they are able to sell the advertising and monetize the system. The payback is within months, like the amount of advertising these major retailers are selling. Our model then is just a monthly fee to manage and operate the system, a subscription fee on a monthly basis to operate the system, integrate to their retail environment. We have one other model that we have running at Staples right now, which we're looking at a media partner to take some of that over. But we're putting the systems in, we're capitalizing the systems in the store, and we've negotiated the rights where we own the media rights in those locations. That's why I say we're going to sell all those media rights off, because we don't really want to be on the advertising side, but we got the system, the whole business started by landing this major account. And it's now at 175 stores rolled out, and it's quite valuable, actually. And we're getting a fair amount of interest from media companies. And a lot of that's because the retailers drive a lot of traffic. So if you look at the traffic that goes into a Walmart store or a Target or a Kroger, it's on par with the major broadcast networks. They have a lot of eyeballs in these stores. So putting signage in retail, there's a way to win here. There's a way to get a lot of revenue for the retailer and for INEO to actually get our monthly fees. If we look at a mass merchant, the model very much is they buy the equipment, we give them this next generation capabilities in terms of the advertising and in terms of the loss prevention capabilities, and then we take a monthly fee to manage it all. We'd integrate it to their content management system so they can place the ads at will as they see fit on the front screens, integrate it with the rest of their environment, and INEO becomes their network operator. I said we signed a partnership with Sensormatic. Sensormatic's customers are a who's who out there of retail. If you look at these major retailers, they're all using Sensormatic systems. We have the opportunity with them of going in and replacing their existing systems and getting them onto our platform using our hardware that Sensormatic will build and sell. And we take a royalty on that, but then we get the licensing fee on our platform. Staples, as I've already expanded on has a slightly different model where we have a six-year agreement where we own the media rights in the stores. So we're working with some media partners to monetize those and get those so that INEO can get back to, we want to just be a subscription company. We want to not be on the front side on the advertising or in the equipment business, get somebody else to hold that and take that over. That contract has been amazing for us, though, in terms of visibility in the industry and getting people to believe in the capabilities of INEO. Rolling out systems at the size that we have for Staples really has shown what our capabilities and what our technology can do. Our lineup is you know growing all the time. We have a double-sided system. If you think of some of the large retailers that have entrance and exits, we have systems that can go on either side. We have signage that can go elsewhere in the store. And we have some companion units that go in into it as well. Our technology is all integrated. It's all wireless. It doesn't need to have data cables run through them. Our systems talk to each other. And it's really quite a technological, concise platform that we put in to fit within a retailer's environment. I gave you a little bit of my background in terms of, you know, started a company that we did all the online photo finishing. My past company did all the online photo finishing for major retailers. I've been selling to major retailers for years, knowing how to navigate there. My partner Greg came up through the aerospace industry. He developed a lot of technology for Boeing, Lockheed Martin, you name it. Greg had had patents and technology into them, mostly in the RFID space, mostly in terms of manufacturing processes and tracking of parts in the manufacturing floor, and that's where he was able to port that technology over to INEO and how we were able to come up with something that everybody said was impossible. If we look at the cap table, I gave you a little preview of that up front. There is 162 million shares out there, but again, 59% held by insiders. Another 30% held by a group of investors that have been with us almost since the start. So there's only about 13 million shares in the public float. We've been relatively unknown to this point. We went public during the pandemic. Wasn't a great time for retail. We've developed the technology, rolled out these customers. We've gone through a little bit of consolidating within our who we're targeting as retailers, how we're going to work, the Sensormatic relationship, getting it out there. We're now at that point where we have these key drivers that's going to make a big difference for people that start looking at our stock in terms of the Staples contract, in terms of the Sensormatic partnership, and then the big customer in the UK. So with that, I'll kind of wrap it up here. We are really believing that we're at the point now, in the inflection point, where we've got these things going. If people can watch us and see how we progress on those key contracts, we believe we'll really make a difference over the next year, and you'll be something that people can be quite proud to have been part of from the early stages on. And with that, I'll thank you, and I'll ask if there's any questions. Correct. Yeah. So it's slightly different. Like our core model is we want to sell the hardware, have our partner sell the hardware, take the monthly fees. Staples, we had to prime the pump, so to speak. So we were putting those systems in exchange for owning the media rights in the store and trying to leverage that media rights to sell to a media company that can actually monetize those media rights. So yeah, we put in 175 systems at Staples on our cost, but expect to be able to sell those back to a media company shortly. Yeah, so the licensing deal is Sensormatic is going to take over manufacturing of the hardware, so we've licensed our technology to them. We get a percentage of every sale on the whatever they sell on the hardware side, and then using our platform will take a monthly fee. A little bit, the Staples didn't really have an ad sales team, a media sales team, whereas the customers, since we're targeting the Krogers, the Walmarts, the big players out there all have retail media teams where they're already making money on that space. Yeah, so interestingly, they didn't build a lot of obsolescence in their old products. Their products functioned as they're intended. They detect a tag and they beep. Now they're looking at the fact that some of these systems we're replacing at Staples, they're like 8 years old, they're 10 years old. So they look at our product with the capabilities that we're bringing in. It gives them an upgrade path to go to retailers and say, okay, you've been on this platform of ours for the last 8 years, 5 years, 6 years. We now have this. Let's replace it with this. So we are their future-looking product, sorry, but they also are still selling their current lines too. If a customer wants their old lines, they're still selling those. They hold a lot of patents. They had not invested much in the last few years at all. There's hard, not a lot of innovation going on there. Yeah, in terms of if you look at what we've done, simply some of the stuff Staples loves about our platform is they can look at an online dashboard, and they can see which stores had the most alarm events yesterday or last week. They can tell which stores they need to assign their LP officers to take a look at. Is it operational issues? Are we getting more theft? Is there more theft between 5 and 7 versus 3 and 5 in the day? Do we need to assign a security guard at certain stores? We give them operational intelligence, which a lot of these retailers have never had before. And so Sensormatic's looking at that and saying, we can utilize this. They developed a product they call Shrink Analyzer, which it has some great ideas, but it didn't have the product in the field to actually get them the data to do it, whereas we give the data that will allow them to make those operational decisions.
You were essentially, they were essentially stop selling their own product, only sell yours.
Mm-hmm.
In the best case scenario,
that would be amazing, yes.
What does that look like revenue-wise from licensing?
From licensing, it would be, well, it'd be in the millions, obviously, but I'd have to calculate off of what their full volume is. I actually don't know their full volume on what they do annually. But, yeah, tens of millions annually.
Not sure if you touched it. Settlement with Coenda.
Yeah, so we had a large investor came in last money came in January. We sold them about 49% of the company. Loved our technology. Loved our business. We, within 90 days, got in a bit of a battle with them, more or less trying to take control without really paying a control premium. And we settled with them a week or so ago. We gave them an extra board seat. We did some licensing for a partner company they have in Turkey, which could be really helpful with them. Turkey's a very big market for loss prevention systems. And if they're successful there, it'll drive a lot of extra revenue for the company. And so we also negotiated a 2-year standstill so they won't be able to make a move on the company in the next 2 years. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. So long term, if they're successful in Turkey and a few other countries that they're going to sell in, it'll be very good for the company. We're happy with where we're at now. We're sad that some of that came out in the, publicly, but it's behind us at the moment.
So nothing about the technology?
No. No. Great. Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you joining me today.